This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Copper Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boost.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
You have the basketball team taking on Texas A&M tomorrow night at Bud Walton Arena, and we all know the problems that have come along with the basketball program and where they're at now. And you have the baseball team, which got a 6-3 victory last night against USC. I don't know how many of you actually stayed up.
You're wrong. They got a 6-3 win early this morning.
There you go. Okay.
If you live in Arkansas.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, early this morning, they got the victory, but a victory nonetheless.
I was up, unfortunately, for a radio man. And it was the sixth inning when it was like 11:30, and it was going to the sixth, and they moved pretty quickly in the final few innings, you know, compared to the first six. But yeah, it was after midnight. It's a good clip after midnight before they got.
So you were up for that?
Unfortunately, it wasn't by design.
Okay, let's say because if you were staying up on purpose,
no, because did you watch any of that Pac-12.com? Webcast.
I opened it up because, listen, 9 o'clock is usually around the time where I'm about to go to bed just every single night. So I'm all right. But I figured, I'll turn it on. I was like, I'll see how it goes. It didn't work for like the first few minutes for me. Yeah. And then it did. Well, and then it looked like I don't even know how to describe it. I think our streaming service that we do here with Periscope and Facebook Live on the show was better quality than what the Pac-12
absolutely.
Network.
The Pac-12.com webcast was... It was a tin can production. Let's put it that way.
That was embarrassing.
And the audio was not good at all. But no, I had a game last night. We're in towards Central Oklahoma, so I wasn't driving. So in the car coming back, I was able to get on the phone and watch some of that. And it was difficult to really keep up with it.
You were driving while watching it?
No, I said I wasn't driving, which allowed me to watch some of it. So
yeah, well, that was the thing is when
and it just was it was irritating because the audio quality wasn't good, the video was okay, and then you know like Ezel, they were calling Ezel and some things like that. That but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But you know, it makes you appreciate. I tell you what, it should do out there. If you logged on, you know what I mean. It should make you appreciate what we have at Arkansas and in the SEC.
Yep.
For the quality we have for broadcasts like that. Because we all whine and moan, and it's on SEC Network Plus. Oh. You know how much better it is when we get SEC Net? At least SEC Network Plus is like a real TV broadcast. You just got to go get on the internet to get it. It's still like watching a real...
They use actual television cameras.
This last night was like Homer and Fred using their video camera set up on the concourse doing a amateur hour video for their broadcast journalism class. Mm-hmm. This is like the midterm exam. We got to turn this in to the professor over at the journalism school.
Mm-hmm. I honestly thought that they had a parking deck camera that they just somebody stole out of there and then just set it up to where it would work out. So to we're watching the game,
and it just tells you the level of investment the SEC schools make for their baseball broadcast. But really, if you watch and I know you do often a softball broadcast or
any
of the other non-traditional big sports that they still do a lot of, you may not know this. You know, I guess they do gymnastics meets and they do
volleyball,
women's
stuff
basketball,
like that,
and all this stuff that you can get on the SEC Network Plus, get on the app, and you can watch. It's all done at the same high level.
Yeah.
And the Pac-12 and those schools and the Pac-12 network, they don't make that kind of investment that the SEC schools and Arkansas has. So last night, hey, we got it pretty good here with the way we're able to consume sporting events compared to what we had to endure last night just to watch an Arkansas baseball game that the Hogs won in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, not only do you get high quality video, but you also get paid for it. you know, as a university, you get a lot of money for all of that going in. And that was the thing, and that's really disappointing. Because listen,
it's watchable. That last night was tough.
Well, see, that's the thing, is I can understand if it was you were going out to Fresno State and they didn't have the setup and equipment, but you're talking about USC. All right, I know that they're in the Pac-12 and it's more of a Pac-12 thing, but for crying out loud, the fact is that you have a big-time athletic program in USC. Yeah. To me, if I was a USC fan, that would be embarrassing to me.
Okay, but in L.A., it's what, the Lakers won.
Right.
They got two NFL teams out there that no one really care about. A lot of them, one of them got to the dadgum Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that big a deal in L.A. USC football, when they're good, is kind of in the mix. But can you imagine how far down the landscape, how far down the order of things USC baseball would be in that market?
I'm sure it's way down.
How many more things would come ahead of USC baseball? I mean, if USC football is not really on the front burner, how far down is USC baseball in that market?
I'm sure it's way down there.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is it's like USC's a really historical program, too. I mean, they had roughly about 2,000 people out there at their game last night. At least that's what the listing said. I don't know how many of that was actually there or not. But, I mean, they've won 12 national championships. They've been a team that's been very historical. I don't know. It's just
think about it. 2,000 people in a city of 20 million?
Right, and yeah, that's kind of my point.
Arkansas wouldn't have – it could be snowing, sleeting, winds 40 sideways, a tornado in left field, locust in right field, and what would be one of the other plagues coming from just beyond the wall? And Arkansas would still have more than 2,000 at the game in a much, 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 much smaller market.
Yeah.
Just tells you the difference.
Yeah, just wait till Fayetteville gets an In-N-Out burger, though. Then you'll see the attendance drop, because apparently that's what it takes. But no, that's the thing, is that, you know, you sometimes, and I think this is so often where, especially when you go like to West Coast teams, you replay West Coast teams, and in this case, Arkansas playing USC, you really start to understand just how different things are and how it's not a mentality like it is at a place like USC. Because at least from my perspective, USC is a really big athletic program. It's a big time program. It might be maybe next to Oregon, as far as the West Coast goes, what the biggest, second biggest athletic department out there as far as just the brand and everything.
Well, I think it's the biggest, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Oregon has the Nike money.
Yeah. And it might be.
Those would be the top two.
Right. So when you think about that from the perspective that we're here in the SEC, you're like, oh my goodness, you know, that must be where everything's at. Everybody, they get all this money, they have all the support and all that. But like you mentioned, though, when you're in a city like Los Angeles, it gets lost in translation where it's not that big of a deal. Because in SEC country, in Fayetteville, it's the Razorbacks. In Baton Rouge, it's LSU. In Starkville, it's Mississippi State. Like in all these cities, it's all about that one team, that one sport. Where out on the West Coast, and in this case, LA, like you mentioned, USC baseball. Probably these people don't even know USC has a baseball team.
Here's the thing that I always have to be reminded of. As big a deal as sports is to us, and it's a huge deal. I mean, it transcends a lot of walks of life and all. But if you just want to look at Twitter followers or social media follows to kind of gauge interest, is that a fair way to do something?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the biggest names and stars in sports, and they'll have, you know, a couple of million follows or whatever, and I didn't pull examples, and I know with conversation, but you know, let's just say Tiger Woods, like 3 or 4 million follows, but then you'll look like at a Kanye or a Beyonce or someone like that, and they'll have 10 million, you know, something like
million,
that,
yeah. 50
million, whatever. So as big as we think sports is, some of these stars that live in Hollywood, that live in LA, out there where the Razorbacks are playing, or 5 times more popular than any sport. And then you take a sport like USC baseball, you know, that's not even on the radar. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, as big as some things are, there are so many things in LA that are exponentially bigger.
Mm-hmm. Just a few.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's how it's so easy to get lost in the shuffle out there.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, you mentioned some of the sports that went along with it, what people pay attention to more. It's such a Hollywood mentality out there, because, like, is it more about the Lakers and how good they are competitively, or is it more about the brand of the Lakers that people are interested in? I think it's more about the brand. And, you know, USC football, when it was really going under Pete Carroll, it had a Hollywood vibe to it. I mean, you had Will Ferrell showing up to your practices. You know, it was just, it had more of that Hollywood vibe. But, yeah, like you mentioned, the whole thing about this, that if you want to be, if you want to look back and just see how blessed you are to be in the SEC, to be in a conference that puts the support financially as well as everything else as far as getting making sure that your game gets on television and making sure that it's a quality.
It's watchable.
Yeah, it's actual quality. And thank your lucky stars that you're in the SEC.
Good win last night, 6-3. Arkansas got out to an early 3-0 lead in the game. Had some trouble in the middle innings. Let's see, hit a batter, and that allowed a run in. Walked another run in. So stumbled a little bit in the middle innings to tighten it up a bit. But then Arkansas, you know, stretched the lead out again.
Yeah, I think I think Scroggins and Cronin, you know, having the bookend guys there. One started off great, one closed it out great, and that was the storyline. So, yeah, Arkansas 4-0 right now. Have another game against USC tonight, 8 p.m. is that first pitch. So don't worry, you get an extra hour to get prepared instead of last night where it was at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yeah, so got to be looking forward to that.
Follow the show on Twitter, @HitThatLineAR. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
You have the basketball team taking on Texas A&M tomorrow night at Bud Walton Arena, and we all know the problems that have come along with the basketball program and where they're at now. And you have the baseball team, which got a 6-3 victory last night against USC. I don't know how many of you actually stayed up.
You're wrong. They got a 6-3 win early this morning.
There you go. Okay.
If you live in Arkansas.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, early this morning, they got the victory, but a victory nonetheless.
I was up, unfortunately, for a radio man, and it was the sixth inning when it was like 11:30, and it was going to the sixth, and they moved pretty quickly in the final few innings, you know, compared to the first six. But, yeah, it was after midnight. It's a good clip after midnight before they got.
So you were up for that?
Unfortunately, it wasn't by design.
Okay. Let's say, because if you were staying up on purpose.
No. No, because did you watch any of that Pac-12.com webcast?
I opened it up, because listen, 9 o'clock is usually around the time where I'm about to go to bed, just every single night. So I'm all right. But I figured, I'll turn it on. I was like, I'll see how it goes. It didn't work for like the first few minutes for me. Yeah. And then it did. Well, and then it looked like I don't even know how to describe it. I think our streaming service that we do here with Periscope and Facebook Live on the show was better quality than what the Pac-12
absolutely.
Network.
The Pac-12.com webcast was it was a tin can production. Let's just put it that way.
That was embarrassing.
And the audio was not good at all. But no, I had a game last night and we're in towards Central Oklahoma, so I wasn't driving, so in the car coming back, I was able to get on the phone and watch some of that, and it was difficult to really keep up with it.
You were driving while watching it?
No, I said I wasn't driving, which allowed me to watch some of it. So
yeah, well, that was the thing is when
and it just was it was irritating because the audio quality wasn't good, the video was okay, and then you know like. Ezel, they were calling Ezel and some things like that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, it makes you appreciate. I tell you what it should do out there. If you logged on, you know what I mean. It should make you appreciate what we have at Arkansas and in the SEC for the quality we have for broadcasts like that. Because we all whine and moan and it's on SEC Network Plus. Oh. You know how much better it is when we get SEC Net. At least SEC Network Plus is like a real TV broadcast. You just got to go get on the internet to get it. It's still like watching a real.
They use actual television cameras.
This last night was like Homer and Fred using their video camera set up on the concourse doing a amateur hour video. For their broadcast journalism class, for like, this is like the midterm exam. We got to turn this in to the professor over at the journalism school.
Mm-hmm. I honestly thought that they had a parking deck camera that they just somebody stole out of there and then just set it up to where it would work out. So we're watching the game,
and it just tells you the level of investment the SEC schools make for their baseball broadcast. But really, if you watch, and I know you do often, a softball broadcast or
big
any
fan.
Of the other non-traditional big sports that they still do a lot of. You may not know this. You know, I guess they do gymnastics meets and they do
volleyball,
women's
stuff like
basketball,
that,
and all this stuff that you can get on the SEC Network Plus, get on the app, and you can watch. It's all done at the same high level.
Yeah.
And the Pac-12 and those schools and the Pac-12 Network, they don't make that kind of investment that the SEC schools and Arkansas has. So last night, hey, we got it pretty good here with the way we're able to consume sporting events compared to what we had to endure last night just to watch an Arkansas baseball game that the Hogs won in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, not only do you get high-quality video, but you also get paid for it. You know, as a university, you get a lot of money for all of that going in. And that was the thing, and that's really disappointing. Because listen,
it's watchable. That last night was tough.
Well, see, that's the thing, is I can understand if it was you were going out to Fresno State and they didn't have the setup and equipment, but you're talking about USC. All right, I know that they're in the Pac-12 and it's more of a Pac-12 thing, but for crying out loud, the fact is that you have a big-time athletic program in USC. Yeah. To me, if I was a USC fan, that would be embarrassing to me.
Okay, but in L.A., it's what, the Lakers won.
Right.
They got two NFL teams out there that no one really care about. A lot of them, one of them got to the dadgum Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that big a deal in L.A. USC football, when they're good, is kind of in the mix. But can you imagine how far down the landscape, how far down the order of things USC baseball would be in that market?
I'm sure it's way down.
How many more things would come ahead of USC baseball? I mean, if USC football is not really on the front burner, how far down is USC baseball in that market?
I'm sure it's way down there.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is it's like USC's a really historical program, too. I mean, they had roughly about 2,000 people out there at their game last night. At least that's what the listing said. I don't know how many of that was actually there or not, but I mean, they've won 12 national championships. They've been a team that's been very historical. I don't know. It's just
think about it. 2,000 people in a city of 20 million.
Right. And yeah, that's kind of my point.
Arkansas it could be snowing, sleeting, winds 40 sideways, a tornado in left field, locust in right field. And what would be one of the other plagues coming from just beyond the wall? And Arkansas would still have more than 2,000 at the game in a much, 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 much smaller market.
Yeah.
Just tells you the difference.
Now, just wait till Fayetteville gets an In-N-Out burger, though. Then you'll see the attendance drop because apparently that's what it takes. But no, that's the thing is that, you know, you sometimes, and I think this is so often where, especially when you go like to West Coast teams, you replay West Coast teams, and in this case, Arkansas playing USC. You really start to understand just how different things are and how it's not a mentality like it is at a place like USC. Because at least from my perspective, USC is a really big athletic program. It's a big-time program. It might be maybe next to Oregon, as far as the West Coast goes, what, the biggest, second biggest athletic department out there as far as just the brand and everything?
Well, I think it's the biggest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oregon has the Nike money.
Yeah, and it might be.
Those would be the top two.
Right. So when you think about that from the perspective that we're here in the SEC, you're like, oh my goodness, you know, that must be where everything's at. Everybody, they get all this money, they have all the support and all that. But like you mentioned, though, when you're in a city like Los Angeles, it gets lost in translation where it's not that big of a deal. Because in SEC country, in Fayetteville, it's the Razorbacks. In Baton Rouge, it's LSU. In Starkville, it's Mississippi State. Like in all these cities, it's all about that one team, that one sport. Where out on the West Coast, and in this case, LA, like you mentioned, USC baseball. Probably these people don't even know USC has a baseball team.
Here's the thing that I always have to be reminded of. As big a deal as sports is to us, and it's a huge deal. I mean, it transcends a lot of walks of life and all. But if you just want to look at Twitter followers or social media follows to kind of gauge interest, is that a fair way to do something?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at some of the biggest names and stars in sports, and they'll have, you know, a couple of million follows or whatever, and I didn't pull examples, and I know with conversation, but you know, let's just say Tiger Woods, like 3 or 4 million follows, but then you'll look like at a Kanye or a Beyonce or someone like that, and they'll have 10 million, you know, something like
million,
that,
yeah. 50
million, whatever. So as big as we think sports is, some of these stars that live in Hollywood, that live in LA, out there where the Razorbacks are playing, or 5 times more popular than any sport. And then you take a sport like USC baseball you know, that's not even on the radar. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, as big as some things are, there are so many things in LA that are exponentially bigger.
Just a few.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's how it's so easy to get lost in the shuffle out there.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, you mentioned some of the sports that went along with it, what people pay attention to more. It's such a Hollywood mentality out there because, like, is it more about the Lakers and how good they are competitively, or is it more about the brand of the Lakers that people are interested in? I think it's more about the brand. And, you know, USC football, when it was really going under Pete Carroll, it had a Hollywood vibe to it. I mean, you had Will Ferrell showing up to your practices. You know, it was just, it had more of that Hollywood vibe. But, yeah, like you mentioned, the whole thing about this, that if you want to look back and just see how blessed you are to be in the SEC, to be in a conference that puts the support financially as well as everything else as far as making sure that your game gets on television and making sure that it's a quality.
It's watchable.
Yeah, it's actual quality. Then thank your lucky stars that you're in the SEC.
Good win last night, 6-3. Arkansas got out to an early 3-0 lead in the game. Had some trouble in the middle innings. Let's see, hit a batter, and that allowed a run in, walked another run in. So stumbled a little bit in the middle innings to tighten it up a bit, but then Arkansas, you know, stretched the lead out again.
Yeah, I think I think Scroggins and Cronin, you know, having the bookend guys there. One started off great, one closed it out great, and that was the storyline. So, yeah, Arkansas 4-0 right now. Have another game against USC tonight. 8 p.m. is that first pitch. So don't worry, you get an extra hour to get prepared instead of last night where it was at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yeah, so got to be looking forward to that.
Subscribe to Hit That Line on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
This kind of question came up with a lot of people tweeting at me this morning, too, since we've been talking about Arkansas and whether or not it's a top five SEC program. And right now, overwhelmingly, people are saying that, no, it's not a top five program in the SEC, which I think it could be a prisoner moment. And it also depends on what you look at for as far as being a top five program.
Yeah.
But here was the thing that I started thinking about just during the break. I'd have to do some more research on it, but I just going off of the surface, I believe that every other program, athletic program at the University of Arkansas has been more nationally relevant at some point in time since the last time Arkansas basketball was. If you think about that, just I'm talking from a national, and I'm not talking about over the whole period of time. I'm talking about just whether it's a single season or a few years or whatnot. Every other program.
You're talking about soccer and all that stuff,
yes,
too. Oh, gotcha.
Because if you think about it,
I wouldn't.
Football has been more nationally relevant over the past 20 years than basketball. It has. There's been time, if you think about not only just Bobby Petrino's year, but even Darren McFadden's year.
But that's an easy one. That's an easy
one. But of course, baseball has.
That's even easier.
I mean, women's basketball, I know it was a long time ago, but making the Final Four in 1998 or whatever it was, and Gary Blair.
Men's golf has.
Men's golf has. Yeah. I mean, softball has. I mean, they went to the College World Series. I mean, you know, they've had success. Now, it just depends on, and I could be wrong about some of that.
Imagine this. So, okay, Arkansas was not nationally relevant when Bobby Portis was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm asking you.
I do not consider him that. When I think of nationally relevant, I think of competing or a possible contender for winning it all. That's what I think of nationally relevant.
So when was the football program truly nationally relevant then?
You don't think when Darren McFadden was there in 06?
I mean, well,
they were a top five team. They were, if they would have won, they would have been in the national championship.
But now,
well, no, you hope they would have been.
So now, I don't think you have to be competing for a national championship.
And I agree with Nick. I think that's
relevant.
Too high a bar.
But
well, that's
the football team, was definitely though.
They were nationally relevant, but I think your definition of national relevance is too strict.
Well, just going off of that, so using that strict definition though, I mean,
well, then there's very few programs that are nationally relevant.
Yeah,
based on what you're saying,
and that's what I'm saying is that in the basketball world, because you think about it, the best year they've had was Bobby Portis's year.
But here's the deal: Arkansas is a top five SEC program. We're not talking national program, obviously. We're talking SEC by default because there's not a lot of great national basketball programs in the SEC. Let's just be honest: this isn't a basketball league. Now there's some good teams this year. Tennessee, great example, you know, of a team that's you don't normally think of Tennessee basketball. This year, Tennessee basketball, pretty good. Real good. You know, the best program in this league is obviously Kentucky. this is not a league comprised of great traditional basketball powers.
I think we may all be saying the same thing, and now I've switched sides, and I may be on John's side of if you are winning. You're
headed to the Waffle House.
Yeah. If you are winning at a high level, and it's the same across the board for all the programs, Arkansas would be second or third as far as support and all of that. So that may make it a top five SEC job right now.
Right.
But the program has not been, the program just hasn't been very good over, or the program hasn't been nationally relevant over so long.
Even relevant in the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bobby Portis year, they finished second that year because Kentucky was just amazing. Who knows any other year they may have finished first.
Wait, John, all these stats I read says Mike Anderson's won more games in the last 6 years than everybody other than two schools.
Yeah, well, that doesn't equate to anything, though, as far as what I'm referring to.
What the press notes say. It's not what the media guide says.
Hey, that's the thing, is that you can look at those. You can look at these streaks. Brett Bielma was, that's the 12-3 in his last 15 or whatever that stupid stat was.
Part of this is a relevant conversation and a good conversation that we can have a good debate on, because let's just be honest, the SEC's not a great men's basketball league.
Which, again, makes it even worse for Arkansas that they're not relevant.
I mean, would we even sit here and I sure hope we never say, is Arkansas, sit here and try to have this debate in football? I mean, because it wouldn't be a much of a conversation, would it? Hey, is Arkansas a top five football program in the SEC? No. That'd be a round of no's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because why? The football conference is stacked with teams that are just outstanding, programs that are outstanding. Not teams, programs that are outstanding. That's what we're talking about, not teams, programs. I just don't know that you can name five programs that are better than Arkansas in this league in total. Give them to me. Kentucky's one, Florida's two. Give me three more that are better programs that you're truly convicted are better programs than Arkansas. I'll wait.
I like LSU in that mix. I think LSU is a better basketball program. Right,
there's one.
I think Tennessee is a better basketball program.
They've had one good year here recently. Tell me why they're a better program.
Because when Bruce Pearl was there, they were one of the elite programs, not only in the SEC, but they were making it to three Sweet 16s and Elite Eight. There was a really good one there. Now, as far as the next one goes, that's probably where I would put Arkansas.
So you agree with me? They're in the top five.
I know, but what I am saying, though, is that it's not clear cut. It's not just, it's Arkansas for sure. It's a top five team, top five program. I'm saying that I feel like that LSU and Tennessee, just based off of relevance of what they've done since Arkansas has been in, relevant last, Arkansas has not been relevant compared to any other team in the SEC.
But here's my point. I get sick and tired of these calls we get. Well, if you fire Mike, who are you going to get? Nobody's going to want to come here. Nonsense. Horse manure. This is not a bad – people try to make it out like this is a horrible job. Now, in football, it's a challenge to get an elite coach. And I'm not saying the Bill Selfs and the Coach K's and the Calipari's are lining up to come to Arkansas. But by golly, if Will Wade and Ben Howland and, just go down the roster, Tom Crean and some of these guys can end up at the places they're at, like Georgia and Mississippi State and LSU, you don't think Arkansas can land a coach – equivalent or maybe better than that at Arkansas?
And that's why I think there's a difference between it saying it's a top five program and a top five job. Because I think it's clear cut a top five job. But I don't think it's clear cut five program.
And I know we got to run because we got to talk some racing here in a minute with Pick Suey. But tell me the difference between, in your mind, define that for me, because I have a hard time with that when they're untangling those two, program and job. Because to me, those almost go hand in hand.
I think in a job, in making it a top five job, it makes it to where if you go in there, you have the full, you have enough support, enough resources, enough money, enough everything to succeed.
Is that not one of your definitions of what makes a good program too?
It's
got to be one of the criteria.
I think you also mix results in there. Whereas when you say job, there's no results mixed in when you say job.
Exactly.
Like you're only going to take Vandy so far, regardless of who the coach is. versus Arkansas is a much better job. And so I think the biggest difference is results are mixed in with program versus job.
My whole point is this woe is me, who would ever want this job if Mike leaves conversation, this mentality that some of our callers have come at us with is nonsense.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod and Ruskin is Ranting podcast on HitThatLine.com.